You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Let's do our players of the game. Clint, who is yours? Who is your Man Eye Institute player of the game? Man Eye Institute. See life better.
Well, I mean, look, this one's really easy. And since you let me go first, I'm going to take it. Jalen Petrie. Typically I hear people, a lot of times it's fans, you see them on social media talking about all pro this, all pro that, Pro Bowl this, Pro Bowl that, and 9 times out of 10, you can dismiss it pretty quickly. I don't think there's any doubt right now that Jalen Petrie ultimately is playing at an all pro, not a Pro Bowl, but an all pro level at that nickel defender position. And the interesting thing is you got a lot of guys that obviously play that position at a high level and play it at a high level from a coverage perspective. But when you look at what all he's bringing to the table with the instincts, playing the run, with the instincts, being able to pressure the quarterback consistently, and now all of a sudden he's making plays in coverage and big-time plays, that's one of the best interceptions I've ever seen. Maybe the best.
That's what Collinsworth said.
Well, maybe the best. When you look at tipping it and then being the guy that runs the hula hoop, that big hula hoop that you D linemen used to run at practice, and somehow track the ball and catch it, that's wild to think.
And keep it.
It's one thing to just turn around and like, oh, the ball's falling right, but he turned and tracked it and went and got it. That was wild. So 6 total tackles, 4 of them were solo. For Jalen Petrie,
the great hit
the hit across the middle, or I guess on the side over there to break up that right there. I mean, he had a monster game, and on a night when the defense really really showed out. I mean, you can pick about 3 or 4 guys, but I got to go with Jalen Petrie, man.
Yeah, Jalen Petrie, a great pick. People are saying Jalen Petrie as well. Tyler, who's your Man Eye Institute player of the game?
I believe the same fella that was the player of the game for me last week, Big Nico Collins. He had 8 targets, only reeled in 4 of them, but they were 4 big ones, 121 receiving yards for Nico. Some big plays for that offense to keep the chains moving. I'm going with Nico Collins.
Yeah, my man Nico was getting you about 50 yards a catch his first two. Yeah, he was. Did he get a catch in the second half? I don't think he got one of them, did he?
I don't think so.
Because he completed 3 passes.
There was only 3.
I know Higgins got 2 of them. And I think Noel maybe got the other one. So, yeah, but the first half, he set up a touchdown. He ran past the Chiefs' best corner, who then missed the rest of the game on that first big play. He was a problem all the way up in that first quarter, or that first half, excuse me. So, Nico Collins, big-time game. My Man Eye Institute player of the game goes to Kamari Lassiter. I know Petrie was good, but you got to remember Kamari Lassiter was walking in here, not practicing all week, bad foot problems. And did you see what they did to him? He was on Kelce a lot last night. They threw a corner on Kelce a lot. And then to me, I think he made, for me personally, the biggest play of the game. I know there were turnovers. There were all of this. I know Andy Reid got drunk and forgot where he was. But that was a surefire touchdown to Tyquan Thornton. And he was burnt. But he caught up to the ball and knocked it out of his hands. They would have gone up 14-10 there. And I would believe that Andy Reid would have played it different if he had a 14-10 lead at that point, and all momentum would have swung that way. And the way that the Chiefs defense was playing, I think 14-10, any kind of point where they trailed was going to be a problem. And that play, and not to mention he got the pick later on as well when Pat threw that punt to him. So I thought he was fantastic, especially coming off of not practicing all week and having a foot problem. But that play he made, jarring the ball loose from Thornton, that's not a drop. I've seen a lot of Chiefs fans talk about the drops. There were drops. That was not a drop. That was a great play by four.
Tremendous play by four. And he, look, man, for a guy that didn't practice all week, I saw a report where they said he practiced one day. It's like, nah, he practiced on the sideline on Friday and didn't practice on Wednesday or Thursday. So for a guy that didn't practice at all, that was a hell of a football game. So, yeah, it's hard to – hard to not tip the cap to four, man.
Yeah. Shout out to Lassiter. Shout out to Nico Collins, as well as Jalen Petrie, our Man Eye Institute players of the game. Man Eye Institute, see life better. All right, Clint. I know there, you know, we'll discuss this more and more and more as this team sits at 8-5 and currently in the playoffs. The look is starting to see, all right, what are they going to do to make a run? What do they got to do to make a run? And I know for you, there are a couple of things that you feel need to be addressed on a reaction Monday.
Yeah, look, I think D'Amico Ryans, we can't tiptoe around this anymore. I mean, you got a real chance here. You positioned yourself to potentially win the division. You've positioned yourself to get into the playoffs on a year when, boy, the path to the Super Bowl is, it just seems a lot less difficult without those quarterbacks that we all know so well looking to not be involved. And so there's a real opportunity here, man, and tiptoeing around how bad this offense is, I think is a bad idea for D'Amico Ryans. He has got to get this right. And I'll be honest with you, part of it has to do with the positioning of the team right now and the potential playoff run, but it also has to do with what we watched last night. That was not, I typically use the phrase, you got to have answers for pressure. That was not just not having answers for pressure. So I want to start there. I mean, this was, C.J. Stroud should be able to press charges against Nick Caitley.
I was going to say, boy.
When you're a quarterback and you're out there and you snap the football and you don't know if your protection is right, you don't know where you're throwing the ball, and you immediately start retreating, you immediately start shuffling backwards, you have no chance. That is the first sign or the biggest sign of all-out just incompetence on the offensive side.
They almost got him knocked out again. That Carlotta.
I mean, it just, I don't even know if incompetence is the right word. It just can't happen. So let's start there. Is D'Amico, it's borderline criminal what you're doing, what the team is doing to C.J. Stroud. You cannot, now, and some people say, oh, well, he can't do this or he can't do that, or he's not breaking the huddle quick enough, or he's not getting the play out of his mouth quick enough and communicating it cleanly enough in the huddle. Okay, you know who you got. Make the necessary adjustments. This is a third year in the league, man. There's no excuse for this guy to be snapping the football for an entire quarter, three or four different drives, and immediately start retreating. It's not about not having answers. This is a fireable offense. I mean, that is, look, we'll be completely honest with you. There should have been a Spags pressure period every day since the Texans reported to training camp. That's what bit you in the ass last year. There should have been a period that had Spag's name written on it in every single practice that you've had since they
come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
They reported to training camp, and you should be able. I'm not saying they have to work. I don't even care if they worked to this point. But your quarterback should catch the football and go work one side of the field, get the ball out of his hands, and if he's throwing it away, he's throwing it away. If he's throwing it to the tight end's feet, he's throwing it to the tight end's feet. If he's having to squeeze it into tight windows, squeeze it into tight windows. If there's deflected balls, cool. But you cannot catch the football and retreat that way. That is a fireable offense. What we watched.
Did you sense it more as them not being prepared for
they had no
pressure
clue.
Or blitz? Or was it Chris Jones?
No. Yeah, look, Chris was nasty, no doubt about it. And Chris had his plays.
Because they were pressuring, but he was also winning pretty quickly. And I guess probably setting up one-on-ones with the pressure.
Yeah. Well, no, I mean, Chris had a hell of a run there, no doubt about it. But the lack of answers and not, again, the beyond not having answers, just putting your quarterback in that position. And, again, I don't want to hear about how he's doing this or technique mechanics or getting out of the huddle. I don't want to hear about that. You know who your quarterback is. It's week 13 of his third year. You know exactly who C.J. Stroud is. Whatever shortcomings he has or whatever he struggles with, it's your job to fix it. He can't snap the football in obvious situations where they're bringing pressure and have no answers. And at one of those drives, they go out there, and I can't remember if it's first or second down. It's a quick play action, and you look up, it's a three-man route. Every receiver's running a route at 12 to 15 yards deep. Their back is to the quarterback for 12 or 15 yards. Who in that situation thought, yeah, this is the answer right here? Like, that third quarter, man, you can look at it as, oh, well, but we made enough plays in the fourth quarter. You just beat the Kansas City Chiefs by two scores, and your quarterback completed three passes in the second half. Yeah. And I don't know that any of them were in rhythm. Were any of them in rhythm? Were any of them within the –
The one to know was on the sideline, but the others were scrambles that he had to get rid
of.
Yeah,
I mean, man, that just
– And those two short fields really helped you on the scores in the second half.
Yeah, Ron, that just cannot happen, man. So again, the tiptoeing around it and the talking about techniques and mechanics and all that crap, man – The talking about getting out of the huddle and executing, hey man, you got to have a better plan. If you think at all, which we all knew that Spags was going to pressure the Texans coming out of that second half. Everybody Absolutely. Knew it, right? I mean, if you're worried about getting out of the huddle, stay your ass on the line. Don't get in the huddle. CJ, every quarterback that's breathing right now from the NFL all the way down spent the majority of their life in a no-huddle situation anyway. Stay on the line of scrimmage. If that's the problem, it's week 13, adjust. And so what we saw last night just absolutely cannot happen. To be honest with you, a third quarter like that, I am shocked that the Kansas City Chiefs defense didn't find a way to score points. I mean, that was
– Yeah, they looked like they were about to create a turnover.
Oh, that was bad, man. I can't wait to watch it on film because, look, I just firmly believe right now that was not an O-line CJ execution problem. That was an offensive play caller plan, not having a plan, not having an adjustment, and not giving – the players an opportunity. That was bad, man, and D'Amico's got to get that right.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, Sag Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.